of energy has arrived in your town. Power. 91.3 FM. 91.3 FM. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Opposition Zambia, We Want spokesperson Mohabi Lungu says direct domestic investment key to unlock Zambia's economy. Beta's G9's meeting with opposition party condemns fake Facebook page. In international news, high-profile Kenyan activist faces terror charges over anti-government protests. In sports, Rashford clear to compete to complete Barcelona loan move.
And now, the Power FM News.
To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. Opposition Zambia We Want spokesperson Mohabi Lungu has observed that Zambia's continued reliance on foreign domestic investment has led the country to struggle to record meaningful economic development. Speaking when he featured on Monday's edition of the Voice of the People program, Mr. Lungu said direct domestic investment remains crucial for Zambia if the country is to broaden its economy as it focuses on the private sector investment. Mr. Lungu added that doing so will reduce the escalating unemployment levels in the country. In another development, meanwhile, Mr. Lungu said United Party for National Development will struggle to amass the 50% plus one vote in next year's general elections, citing urban votes to decide the fate of the ruling party. Mr. Lungu said Zambian elections have always been characterized by the urban vote system, which he emphasized will play a significant role in the coming general election. Mr. Lungu therefore underscored the need for the opposition political parties to mature in order to offer key check and balances, adding that they should at least have two candidates in the 2026 general elections. The Basic Education Teachers Union of Zambia has denied allegations of meeting with an opposition political party. The union's leadership clarified that they have never met with any political party and that anyone claiming to represent BETAs in such meetings has no authority from the union. BETAs General Secretary Henry Sinkala condemned a malicious attempt to impersonate BETAs through a fake Facebook page, which disseminated false statements, including a claim that the union had endorsed a political party, noting that the matter has since been reported to law enforcement agencies and demands that those responsible be identified, prosecuted, and held accountable. Mr. Sinkala expressed gratitude to the New Dawn government under President Hakainde Hichilema for the ongoing transformation in the education sector, including teacher recruitment, infrastructure improvement, and the implementation of the free education policy. The union praised the government's commitment to teacher welfare and the democratic space created for trade unions to function freely. BETAs reaffirmed its commitment to being a non-partisan, professional and member-driven organization focused on safeguarding teacher welfare and collaborating with the government to build a fair and effective education system. Meanwhile, Socialist Party President Fred Membe acknowledged that the party has met with many trade union leaders, noting that a meeting with the leadership of the Basic Education Teachers Union of Zambia had not yet taken place. However, he expressed confidence that the meeting would happen, provided the leaders are not discouraged by President Hakainde Hichilema's false claims. In another development, the Zambia Revenue Authority has seized two trucks carrying preforms, a type of plastic used to manufacture bottles and containers, worth over 1.2 million kwacha in revenue loss. The trucks were intercepted in Kapiri Mposhi after being falsely declared as originating from Tanzania, a SADC member country eligible for customs duty exemptions. According to ZRA Corporate Communications Manager Oliver Nzala, a physical inspection revealed the goods were actually manufactured in India. This discovery led to charges of origin fraud and undervaluation against the importer. In other news, each truck was carrying 800 boxes of preforms, highlighting the significant scale of the smuggling operation. Disability Rights Watch says it is hopeful that the 2026 general election process will be disability inclusive to ensure that people with disabilities are not deprived of their right to vote. Disability Rights Watch National Coordinator Bruce Choma has therefore challenged the Electoral Commission of Zambia to begin the preparations now ahead of the 2026 polls if individuals with limitations are to be guaranteed a disability-inclusive general election. In an interview with Parafem News, Mr. Choma reminded the ECZ to fully actualize the 2011 court ruling, which he said is in favor of people with limitation in as far as election inclusivity is concerned. Meanwhile, Mr. Choma is optimistic that the proposed limitation will help to address some of the concerns in terms of distance. In international news, prominent Kenyan activist Boniface Mwangi is due in court on accusations of facilitation of terrorist acts during last month's deadly anti-government protests in which at least 19 people died. On Sunday, investigators said they had seized phones, a laptop, and notebooks from Mr. Mwangi's Lukenya home on the outskirts of the capital, Nairobi, and hard drives, computers, tear gas canisters, and a blank firearm round from his office in the city. His arrest has sparked a wave of condemnation, with human rights groups denouncing it was aimed at suppressing opposition voices. His arrest has sparked a wave of condemnation, with human rights groups denouncing the activist has denied the accusation, saying in a post on X that he is not a terrorist. According to the Kenya's Directorate of Criminal Investigations, Mr. Mwangi stands accused of offences related to facilitation of terrorist acts and unlawful possession of ammunition. The alleged offences are linked to the 25th June protest when, according to the state-funded Kenya National Commission on Human Rights, 19 people died as demonstrators clashed with police. Hundreds were also injured and property and businesses were damaged. Still in international news, South Africa's domestic air travel has been thrown into disarray following the abrupt cancellation of several flights by Fly SA Fair, one of the country's leading low-cost airlines. This disruption stems from a breakdown in wage negotiations, prompting pilots to down twos, leaving many passengers stranded at airports across the nation. On Monday, Fly SA Fair confirmed the cancellations, which affected flights that were initially staffed by pilots who later communicated their decision not to operate. However, the airline assured current operations would remain unaffected and indicated that all customers impacted by the flight cancellations had been informed directly using contact details provided during booking. The turmoil unfolded within Fly SA Fair is underscored by significant discontent among its pilots, represented by the union Solidarity. Recent polling commissioned by the union revealed that nearly two-thirds of pilots feel unsatisfied with the ongoing salary negotiations and overall working conditions. It has emerged that 84% of the Solidarity members rejected Fly SA Fair's latest proposal, eliminating the deep-seated frustration and disappointment among the flight crew. We now take a quick break and return shortly with sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Power FM Lusaka is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer.